This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Simon Constable. He's in the south of France. It's been raining for weeks, and the fields are at the edge of being flooded and the crop damaged. Hasn't happened yet. We're watching. Another crop we're watching is copper. Copper, long associated with growth, prosperity, worldwide infrastructure. Copper, I'm told, recently has hit an all-time high. Why? And I turn to Simon for an explanation. He provides one. My concern is that China is claiming its economy has turned around, claiming its manufacturing has accelerated. That would show up in the price of gasoline, the demand, and the price of copper, the demand. But here's Simon Constable to explain, not this time, not yet, John. More of this later tonight.
In this case, not. I think you have to look over long periods. So when you've got speculators involved in a market that is very thin compared to blue chip stocks or the very biggest U.S. stocks where there's lots of traders, when you go into the commodities market, when you leave the oil part of that and you go into metals or anything else, you're talking about a lot less liquidity in that market. So getting in and getting out of a position does impact the market on a short-term basis.